Good morning again. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. As we are in this season of Advent, this week we are looking at peace. Peace and expectation. Isaiah 26:3 reads, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." Waiting on God is no easy thing, especially when the world around you feels loud and chaotic. Our ancestors knew it, what it meant to wait and trust. They prayed, sang, marched, holding on to a faith that believed God would make a way out of no way. That same God is with us today, offering us peace in the midst of our waiting seasons. But let's be real, peace isn't always easy to find. Life throws curveballs, bills pile up, relationships get rocky, health challenges weigh heavy, and dreams you've been praying over seem stuck in neutral. Yet, Advent reminds us that peace isn't about what's happening around us, it's about who's holding us through it. Take Mary, for example, a young unwed girl, pregnant with a promise that probably didn't make much sense to anyone around her. She couldn't have panicked. She could have panicked. But instead, she said, "I am the Lord's servant." That's peace. Saying yes to God, even when the path ahead feels unclear. Peace doesn't mean there won't be storms. It just means that you've got an anchor. So probably the first thing we need to do when we're living in the waiting room, living peace in the waiting area in time, is letting go of the wheel. There's freedom in realizing that you don't have to be in control of everything. We love to help God out, but real peace comes when you say, "Lord, I'm done trying to figure this thing out. It's in your hands." Write down one thing that you're really holding too tightly on, whether it's a problem, a timeline, or even a fear, and truly commit to giving it over to God. Then find your peace in a place. Growing up, you know, sometimes my mother would find a quiet corner where she would just go and pray, hum a hymn, and just meet with God. She'd come back with a calm spirit no matter what was going on. So find you a peace place, a chair, a walk, or even your car, but let God meet you there daily. Then begin to speak life over yourself. Peace starts in the mind. When worry creeps in, speak life over yourself with God's word, saying, "Lord, you promised to keep me in perfect peace. That's why I trust you." Declare it in like your grandmother did, like your mother did, with conviction, with power, and with faith that refuses to waver. "God, you promised to keep me in perfect peace. That's why I trust you." So this week, start each day with a moment of gratitude, saying, "God, I thank you for holding me. I thank you for keeping me. Lord, I thank you." And when worry or frustration shows up, take a deep breath and say a prayer that simply says, "Lord, settle my spirit." And then be a peacemaker in your family, be a peacemaker in the community, be a peacemaker with your friends. Send a kind text maybe this week, speak encouragement to someone who's feeling low, or simply offer a smile that reminds someone that God has got it under control. And all they need to do is stay in peace. Let us pray. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another moment to come to you, another morning where the sun is rising, even in the midst of the cold air. God, we just thank you. We thank you for being our peace in the midst of every storm. And as we wait for you to move in our lives, teach us to trust your timing. Teach us to trust your plan. God, help us to let go, to stop wanting to be in control, but God, allowing you to move in the situation, giving you space to change things up, giving you the ability to control the situation that we believe we have in control. God, let us remind us of your promises. Let us seek you. As the song said, "I sought the Lord and and he answered. So let us seek you in such a way that we know the promises that you have for us. Let us seek you in such a way that when we find you, you settle our spirits, God. Let us seek you in such a way, God, that we don't have to worry when chaos is happening. We don't have to worry when something comes up that's frustrating us. But God, if we seek you, then we know that you will answer. Then God, just fill our hearts with peace, a peace that passes all understanding. Let us each walk each day saying, let this peace shine in me and through me. God, let others see our light, God, see the light that you have inside of us, God, so that when we move in this world, when we move continually, that your peace always reigns. God, we just ask you in this season, in this day, in this week, in this month, to show up, to show us a new level of peace, to take the peace that is outside and bring it inside, to allow us to have inner peace that's within our bodies, that is within our minds, peace that is so deep, God, that nobody can shake it and or disturb it. God, we're asking you right now to step into every situation that may be coming upon us, every situation that is happening in our lives, every situation that's happening in our families' lives. We're asking you, God, to bring peace, for you to calm every storm that may be occurring, every storm that looks like it's brewing up. God, we're asking you right now to step into the situation. And as we know, you have calmed many storms. God, we're asking you to calm just one more. Then, God, when in the midst, the storms that we have the ability to calm, we're asking you right now to give us the power to walk into situations, to walk into our family, to walk into our relationships and be the peace. God, let us shine our light so bright that chaos cannot happen. Let our light shine so bright that worry cannot even show up. Let our light shine so bright that folks don't even want to act crazy, God, but they want to see, how do I get close to that light? So God, we thank you. We thank you for the ability to shine our light. We thank you for the ability to have peace, to have inner peace, to have outward peace. God, we just thank you for what you have given us in this season. Now, God, is Advent, so we are expecting you to do something great. We are waiting with anticipation to see what you are going to do in our lives, God. We are remaining, we are staying steadfast in hope, in peace, in joy, and in love, because God, we know when Christ was born, God, you made sure that we could carry each and every one of those as a foundation in our lives. So God, we just say thank you. Thank you, God, for another day that you sit with us, for another day that you journey with us, and for another day that we get to praise you. God, we thank you, we praise you, and we lift you up. For it is in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.